When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So our listener Brady said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm in a situation. I need a little advice or clarity or whatever.
Okay.
I ended a relationship 7 years ago with someone I did not want to end a relationship with.
Okay.
Messed me up, but I just felt I needed to.
Mm.
I learned the hard way. Ending things like that sucks more than being dumped.
Mm.
The what ifs haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you end it on gut feelings, because my gut has been wrong in the past.
Gotcha.
The what ifs got the best of me. And 6 years after we broke up and in a moment of drunken weakness, I messaged her and asked if she'd be interested in grabbing a drink.
All right.
And she said, I'd love to, but I don't think my boyfriend would appreciate that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So she said, I'd love to, but the end. I moved on with my tail between my legs, never expecting her to reach back out. She's got a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
1 year later, yesterday, she messaged me, still interested in getting drinks?
Oh.
I still haven't responded. Now, my gut is typically right, but what if it's wrong? Mm. Should I accept? We know people can and do try again, but should they?
Mm.
I've been single for 7 years. I haven't been able to have a relationship since her. It did a number on me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And
thanks, guys.
We messaged him back and asked, like, why he broke up with her originally, mm-hmm. because he was the one who did it. And he was like, I found myself not knowing if I was being insecure while second guessing if she was cheating or about to cheat. He got cold vibes and the smiles without teeth. PDA became less and less, and there was a feeling that she had less interest in the relationship.
So he decided to bail before she dumped him.
Yep. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. Man, that is a tough situation where, you know, you don't want heartbreak again, obviously.
Right.
If it were me, I would probably get drinks. And say,
yes, especially again, you have been kind of pining for 7 years,
right.
and you haven't been able to move on. So this is going to do one of two things for you. It's going to give you guys a second chance. Maybe now is the right time and
right.
you figured it out, or right. you're going to be able to close that door once and for all.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we getting some comments from Facebook. Lindsay said, what is even the question? People change in 7 years. Maybe the timing wasn't right then. You're clearly not over her, and the idea of you is clearly on her mind.
Right.
Go meet her. See what happens.
Like she was, and maybe the first time that you tossed that out there and she was dating somebody else, it stirred enough in yeah. her to where now, like, she obviously got out of the relationship. And that might have been because you toss it out there.
Well, and again, there may be closure for her that she hasn't received.
Right.
You know, because you ended it.
Right.
And she's probably like, what?
What the heck?
Yeah, exactly. Susie texts in and says, go out for drinks. Either it's going to work out or you'll get the closure you need to move on.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think everybody is like, team, go get drinks.
Yeah.
Ginger is like, what are you waiting for? If she was the one and you haven't been able to get over her, go for that drink. Obviously, she didn't forget you either, or forget the fact that you messaged her previously when she wasn't single. A lot right. of maturing can happen in 7 years.
Right. Right.
Team, go get drinks.
I feel like this is a John Cusack movie.
It is. It's like serendipity
where they'll meet again in a coffee shop. If it were
yes.
meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yes.
I mean, literally, if you don't, you're always going to wonder what if. So I mean,
you've already been wondering for 7 years.
Yeah.
So let's not waste any more time.
Right. Let's go ahead
let's
and do that. I mean, does anybody have a story of getting back together after 7 years and it working out?
There's stories like that all the time. There have been people that married, divorced, and got remarried to each other.
Man.
Like, it can happen. And
yeah.
maybe this is your story.
Yeah, so would love to hear those stories. 502-795-1997 is our direct line. Or you can always text it to us or message on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But Yeah, would love to hear your story about that. But yeah, Brady, I mean, I think we're all saying, hey, go for it. You'll regret absolutely. It if you don't.
And we all want to be flies on the wall listening in when you have that drink. We just want to hear what's going on.
All right, for sure. All right, 502-795-1997. We were just talking about our listener, Brady, who ended a relationship 7 years ago with his girlfriend back then. Hung up on her ever since is an understatement. Literally.
Yeah, he feels regret because the reason that he dumped her is he thought that she was going to cheat on him. Even though she gave him no evidence that that was happening.
I mean, the evidence he said was basically like the public displays of affection kind of started to diminish and she was smiling without showing teeth, those sorts of things. And I think he was more up in his head than it was anything else. But I think everybody is going, hey, go for the drink. Go because she reached back out to him and was like, hey, you ready
for
that
drink?
Yeah.
And when he reached out the first time, she was dating someone. She's right. Like, sorry, I would, but I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that must have stirred something in her because she's not in that relationship anymore and she's reaching out to Brady.
Right. So, Devin, this happened to you?
Actually, me and my wife, you know, we were together in high school for about a year and then we ended up splitting up for about 3 years. It wasn't 7 years. But we split up for about 3 years. She was with another guy for the whole time that we were apart. And then, I didn't really date. I was kind of hung up on her. We eventually ended up getting back together. And we've been together for 8 years now, you know. I had a similar situation of I reached out to her, you know, told her that I had made a big mistake. And I just wanted a chance to basically reevaluate the situation that we were in. And she told me the same thing. You know, I would love to, but my boyfriend wouldn't approve. And to me, that just shows maturity. It shows that, you know, she is devoted to the person that she's with. And the fact that he's going through the same thing, it just shows that, you know, she is somebody that he would be able to trust. You know, she's not just going to go talk to another guy. And it was a similar situation of, you know, I was worried because she's a very beautiful girl. And I'm not going to lie, I'm okay at best. And, you know, I was worried that she was going to go out and cheat on me.
Yeah.
But I think that for sure he needs to give her another chance. She needs to give him another chance, and it seems like she's really willing. And he needs to follow his gut. He needs to go out, have those drinks, and at the very least, you know, get the closure that he needs. Being hung up on her for 7 years not only shows that there are still feelings there, but possibly a potential for a lot more.
Oh, Devin, thank appreciate you so it, buddy. Much for sharing your story. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, thank you guys.
Andrew, the love doctor.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So do you have a story or what's your take on Brady's situation?
Well, actually, I was just giving this advice to a friend of mine about a week ago. My take on this situation is very easy. You definitely go have that drink. And here's why. There's a lot of times, guys, we meet people in our lives where maybe you're ready to commit, ready to move forward and ready to make that person exclusive with you. And maybe they're not, or vice versa. Right. Timing is everything, but if the person is meant to be with you, it usually comes back around. You're usually given another opportunity, at least to either get one closure or two, to see if it works, right? He has to go. There is no other option here. He will kill himself and ask himself the rest of his life if he doesn't. He needs to go. It's a simple answer. Go. It's been 7 years. He's got to do this for himself.
Yes. I like it.
I love how endgame you are on this. There is no other answer. He has to go.
He'll spend his life in regret if he doesn't.
All right.
Which is true.
And Andrew, the love doctor, it's good to hear that you're practicing your love doctoring outside of our show, too.
Yes. Out in the wild.
I absolutely am, brother.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Keep on loving.
All right, you too.
There is one person on Facebook that's ruling in on the opposite side. Eric says, rule number one, never revisit anything you've walked away from.
Ooh.
Rule number two, always trust your gut. It will end up the same where you're walking away. Learn how to burn bridges.
Okay. But then Emily.
But all of us are like, go get the drink.
Yeah. And Emily says, look, my husband and I got back together after 10 years being apart.
Yes.
All right. Just send them a Facebook message and they'll be married 9 years this November with two kids. Go for the drink. So yeah, I think, look, outside of that one person, that one detractor, we're all saying, do it, Brady.
Exactly, because you've been sitting here for 7 years wondering, what if I wouldn't have broken up with her?
Yep.
And now you're going to sit here for 7 more years saying, what if I would have gone and gotten that drink?
Yeah.
So don't let yourself do that.
And
just
don't
go
let
and find
us down,
out
Brady!
You have to follow up!
Don't let us down! We are going to bother you, and we are going to bother you, and we are going to bother you. In fact, tell us where you're going to go get drinks, because
at
I would love
be
to,
great.
You know, my wife and I could actually just go out and maybe get a table close to you guys.
We need to have beverages sometimes.
Introduce ourselves, and hello! Saw you sitting over here, you guys look so lovely!
Maybe he's not going to tell us at all where he's going. He's not.
Anyways, Brady, please get back in touch with us by the end of the week at least. All right? Don't make us
wait
too long.
We want to be a part of your love story. This could be your happily ever after.
All right. Hey, thank you. And keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.